This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, October 14th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert, reminding you the best way to get all of our video content and free bonus content is download our free mobile app that gets you all of our video programming plus free excerpts from books published by Defender Publishing right to your smartphone or tablet. We'll tell you how before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, China. They've turned up the belligerence level to 11. On Monday, China's military announced it held drills, beach landing and assault drills, just conveniently across the strait from Taiwan, the island that China's President Xi has said will be reunited with mainland China sooner rather than later. Taiwan is very aware of this. Within the last couple of months, Taiwan defense officials have made it clear that their strategic defense doctrine is to transform the island into a sea fortress able to withstand a direct assault from China, at least long enough for a stronger ally, that would be us, United States, comes to its rescue, pulled into a war with China over the island of Taiwan. Pray that it never comes to that. Topic number 4, Turkey. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, making it clear he has no plans to leave Syria anytime soon, says he's lost patience and is preparing necessary steps to eliminate the YPG threat, the YPG being Kurdish militia operating in northern Syria. This comes after reports of two Turkish police officers and many others killed and many others wounded following rocket fire from Syrian Kurdish positions into villages inside Turkey. Turkey's being fought in Syria's north by both the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds and pro-Assad forces, who are rumored to be preparing an all-out assault on Idlib province. That's the northwestern area of Syria bordering Turkey, where al-Qaeda, backed by Turkey, has basically in control of that region. Also, Russian warplanes have been attacking pro-Turkish positions, which has led to some conflict between Turkey and Russia in recent weeks. It's kind of an open secret that Turkey is backing the al-Qaeda forces in control of Syria's northwestern Idlib province. Now, last week, Thursday, an official from the Kurds in Syria, a senior Kurdish official, was in Washington, D.C., was told by U.S. defense officials that the United States will continue its military presence in Syria for the foreseeable future. We've not been invited. President Obama promised no boots on the ground in Syria, but we've been there for more than 5 years and no plans to leave anytime soon. Topic number 3, vaccine mandates. Not as popular as President Biden would like to think. On Monday this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning vaccine mandates inside Texas. This includes private employers. He added that this issue will be on the agenda for the third special legislative session, which is now convened until the 19th. This will give lawmakers the opportunity to pass a law to this effect, at which time the executive order would expire. Now, President Biden, back in September, issued a directive ordering private companies with at least 100 employees to have workers vaccinated or tested weekly. Some employers have taken it farther and said, if you don't get the vaccine, you're fired. United Airlines in particular, Southwest Airlines, which suffered its mysterious personnel shortage last weekend. However, OSHA, which was tasked with writing this rule for employers, has yet to issue it. So it is not yet even officially a rule. It's just sort of out there. The president said, so let it be written, so let it be done. Well, the mandate for the armed forces may soon be biting the Pentagon where it hurts, because it may affect force readiness. Hundreds of thousands of American service members have yet to be vaccinated, about 10% of the Navy, about 19% of the Army and Air Force, and about 25% of the Marine Corps yet to be vaccinated, with these deadlines fast approaching. November 2nd for the Air Force, the 28th for Marines and sailors, and December 15th for the Army. No word from the Pentagon on how they will deal with force readiness if about 20% of our military is suddenly not deployable. The same holds true in some police forces around the country. Seattle is a good example. About 40% of the cops in Seattle have not been jabbed. Their deadline for vaccination or termination is this coming Monday. And this is after the city's already lost about 300 officers after the Black Lives Matter riots and the Defund the Police movement. Meanwhile, experts are warning that the oncoming flu season may be especially severe this year. As soon as we end the COVID-19 precautions, they predict the flu will make a big comeback. This is based on research at Columbia University using computer models. Now, if you've been watching this program for any length of time, you know that the influenza, the annual seasonal flu, essentially has disappeared over the last 18 months. The last two flu seasons have been non-existent. Laboratory tests around the world have confirmed that cases of flu are down about 98% or more. How is this even possible? Well, according to the researchers at Columbia University, it's because of all of the non-pharmaceutical interventions, masks, social distancing, lockdowns. And once we ease up on those, because now our resistance to the influenza viruses out there is reduced because the flu has basically gone away, well, it'll be much, much worse this coming year. So we all need to get the vaccine, the influenza vaccine, that is. Well, maybe there's another explanation here. I'm just spitballing here. Bear in mind, I'm not a virologist or an immunologist or a physician, just a guy with reading comprehension. Maybe the number of cases of influenza were overestimated before we started doing all these tests to find COVID and discovered that influenza had dropped by 98%. Maybe the cases of COVID were actually cases of the flu and the flu didn't disappear at all. Just saying. And maybe there's another reason they're pushing us to get out and get more vaccines. Remember, money is a root of all kinds of evil. But there is some good news. A new study from researchers at George Washington University, reported by the Jerusalem Post, so, you know, again, not right-wing anti-vax conspiracy sites, finds that low-dose aspirin may protect COVID-19 patients from extreme risk, including the need for medical or mechanical ventilation. This research found that treating COVID patients with low-dose aspirin reduces the risk of severe illness by nearly half. It found that an aspirin regimen in more than 400 COVID-19 patients in hospitals across the United States cut the need for ventilation by 44%, slashed admission to the intensive care unit by 43%, reduced overall mortality rates, death rates, by 47%. And this is confirmed by another study in Israel, where researchers found similar results in a trial in March. They found that in addition to its effect on blood clots, low-dose aspirin had an immunological effect. They found that people taking low-dose aspirin, baby aspirin, if you will, were 29% less likely to be infected with COVID-19 in the first place. Aspirin! Generic, cheap, available over-the-counter. That's some good news. Which is why we in America, I mean, anybody really around the world with the ability to read the data and see the hypocrisy of our political leaders, who are, on the one hand, imposing these mask mandates, lockdowns, closing our schools, while at the same time, behind the scenes, partying with their friends without masks on, Gavin Newsom, London Breed, Lori Lightfoot. It's political. It's not medical. It's political. And this, the reviews for the new documentary about Dr. Anthony Fauci pretty much tells you all you need to know about the divide in America right now between Washington, D.C. and the rest of the country. Reviews from RottenTomatoes.com and the new documentary film streaming on Disney+ about Dr. Fauci. The official reviews from professional reviewers, 91% positive. 91% positive reviews from the professional reviewers, but from the public who've watched the film, 2% positive. Again, tells you everything you need to know about the divide in America today. Topic number two, the God spot. Scientists think they found the brain's spirituality network. This is not really new. This item published at skywatchtv.com today, or cited at skywatchtv.com. Some of the news that comes directly to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. A group of researchers have used a method known as lesion network mapping to find the home of spirituality in the brain, looking at the locations of lesions in the brain to determine what makes us feel spiritual. I won't go into details of the study. It's rather complicated. But the bottom line is this: just the latest effort by scientists to find a naturalistic explanation for the sense of spirituality that we have. But I think even beyond that, I think that's framing the question incorrectly. We as Christians aren't Christian because we feel spiritual because of some evolutionary changes in our brains that somehow pump chemicals into our bloodstream that make us feel connected to one another. Christianity, properly understood, is simply accepting the historic fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, look at the first few verses. The Apostle Paul lays it out very simply. The gospel by which we are saved. Believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and in accordance with the Scriptures, rose again on the third day. That's it. It has nothing to do with how you feel, because your feelings change from day to day. But that historic fact is a fixed point in history. It does not change. Not ever. The researchers trying to explain it away, but they will always fail. Coming up, psychic malpractice. Explain what that is next on 5 and 10.
The enticing linkage that suggests itself, there may be a close relationship between what we see as UFOs and what occurred in Genesis chapter 6, where fallen angels, these are angels bent on mischief, somehow got themselves involved with human women to create a hybrid called a Nephilim. In the Hebrew, it's called the fallen ones, the verb Nephal. In the Greek, it's Jagos, which means the earthborn.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of The Great Delusion, the documentary that exposes the supernatural roots of the alien disclosure movement. Sign up now at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation, and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, like the punchline to the old joke, she should have seen it coming. California man looking for help for his marriage decided to go to a psychic. Mauro Restrepo found a psychic named Sophia Adams. who owns a business called Psychic Love Specialist by Sophia. So he went to her. Website claims that she's a PhD life coach, psychic love coach. Restrepo met Adams. She read his tarot cards and told him that he is cursed. But good news for him is that for just a low, low price of $5,100, she could lift that curse from him and restore his marriage. So Adams gave her a $1,000 deposit. To absolutely no one's surprise, had absolutely no effect on Restrepo's marriage. And so he has decided to file a lawsuit claiming malpractice. Well, we find no humor in the fact that Mr. Restrepo's marriage is falling apart. Been there, not fun. It is not a laughing matter. The humor in this, if there is any, is that, first of all, the psychic, if she's really a psychic, should have seen this coming. Secondly, of course, the fact that she didn't kind of proves Mr. Restrepo's case, doesn't it? Well, Friday at midnight Central Time, that's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere on the planet, the Defender Conference Countdown launches with hours and hours, dozens of hours worth of presentations and the new documentary film on the UFO alien disclosure movement, The Great Delusion, by award-winning documentarian Josh Peck will be released. You'll have the opportunity to watch the film, watch all of the presentations in any order you like, as often as you like for 90 days. 3 months access, open access, your schedule, your order of viewing. It's all up to you, and you can sign up now and be ready to go at midnight Friday when things launch. The film features interviews, some never-before-seen interview footage with the late Chris Putnam, the late Chuck Missler, the late Noah Hutchings, and other experts like Nick Pope, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Louis Elizondo, and many, many others, and a complete list of speakers, just an all-star. I hesitate to use that term, but let's just say a world-class list of preachers and teachers. And as we approach Halloween, just a couple of weeks away, being informed on the nature of the spiritual war in which we are all deployed is valuable information. Find out more and sign up today online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. And by the way, we've added a page there to the Defender Conference website explaining how to view the videos on your TV screen if you choose. Had it on a different page, made it a little easier to find. So hopefully that will be of some help to you. Virtual conferences, not the way we'd prefer to go, but we pray in 2022 we'll be back together. But until now, Defender Conference, until then rather, defenderconference.com. We continue our four-week discussion with Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson about their groundbreaking new books, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, Josh's new book, the work of Dr. Ken Johnson on the beliefs of the Essenes, his three books collected into a new volume, just some mind-blowing stuff about the calendar of the Essenes, the 364-day calendar and the prophetic beliefs that they had. They essentially were Christians before Christians were called Christian. And they foresaw the final jubilee beginning in the year 2025, the final age of man, as it were. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the rest of the Skywatch investigative team talked to Josh and Ken. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can also watch the same program on your schedule by adding it to Roku or Apple TV. And, of course, that Skywatch TV app for the over-the-top boxes gets you all of our video content, these daily news updates, and, of course, the new programs from Skywatch TV, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, as well as Unraveling Revelation. But if you've got the mobile app on your smartphone or tablet, you get all of the video content, and there's more. News the mainstream media wants you to miss, and free content, excerpts from Defender Publishing books, Tom Horn just releasing part 42 from the new book, Zeitgeist 2025. You don't get that on Roku or Apple TV or anywhere else online, certainly not over the air on our partner networks, but you can collect all this on your smartphone or tablet with the free SkyWatch TV mobile app for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores to make it easy to get that app at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.